This is Clark and the Coach, presented by Advanced Roofing Technologies, with Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Friday morning, everybody. Welcome to Clark and the Coach from the Owl Communications Studios here at Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. So glad to be with you guys today. This is going to be a fun show. Baseball All-State teams came out, so yeah, that's where we're going. A lot of first-teamers in the area. We'll talk to a couple of them today. Also, the coach of the year, the player of the year, all that good stuff coming up on the program here today. Congratulations locally to Mike Anderson. That's right, PBR guy and just a guru for everything that is baseball in the state of Colorado. Mike Anderson, just a terrific teacher, too. As far as the sport of baseball goes, he is now the new head coach at UNC. So love that. Takes over for Carl Iwasaki. It was Smalley before that, Kevin Smallcomb, and now another great coach in the line of great coaches at UNC as Mike Anderson joins the group. So we'll get Mike on coming up here in the program in hopefully the next couple of weeks and talk about that decision as to what brought him to UNC. On the program today, Carson Fagan, one of the first team All-State selections here from our local teams out here in Northern Colorado, Severance Stud, who was unbelievable both at bat and on the mound. He's headed to UMary, University of Mary, out in Bismarck, North Dakota, with a group of Northern Colorado studs. Logan Mosier is up there. Logan actually went to Canada, redshirted his first year at UMary, went to Canada here in the summer to play, boy, oh boy. So you got Mosier there, you got Zach Cook who's coming back, you've got I believe Cook redshirted as well as Bryce Leafgren, too. 2 years ago, graduated from Eaton High School. And then Cade Moriarty from the Brush Beat Diggers, a talented, talented player as well. And you put Carson Fagan in the mix, man. That coach from UMary came down here with a big net and scooped up a lot of great Northern Colorado athletes. We'll talk to Carson. I called him this morning, or I texted him, and he said, yeah, I'm on a tractor right now. So he's working the farm, and he's going to jump out and talk to us here in about 8 minutes or so. Todd Hernandez, head baseball coach at Eaton High School, back-to-back state champions. He is, of course, your 3A coach of the year. We'll get a quick word with Todd and talk about, boy, they absolutely ran the gamut in first-teamers, second-teamers. Colorado Dugout had their first-team All-Staters, too, All-State team, and I think there were five or six Reds on that team. I mean, it was an embarrassment of riches for the Reds this year, no doubt. Don't look now. Don't look now, folks, if you're scared of scary movies. Don't look now. A lot of those guys coming back for the Reds, they were juniors this year that won all the big awards. Look at the guys that were up for Player of the Year from the Reds. Walker Martin, Ryder True, Tate Smith, all juniors coming back again next year. Unbelievable stuff. So we get a chance here in between the cracks. We'll get you the 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, 5A, All-State first-teamers, second-teamers, and some of the honorable mentions as well. So we'll get to that. Advanced Roofing Technologies, they're celebrating 30 years out here in Northern Colorado, folks. They've got the great program called Roof Rescue, where they donate complete roofs and roof repairs to individuals that need help, as well as to nonprofit organizations. Give Brad Evans and his great staff a call today. They rock it, folks. I tell you what, let's get behind these great sponsors of the programs that we put out here at KFK. And especially, it's such a good feeling to know you're getting behind somebody who rocks their business. It's what Advanced Roofing Technologies does. Any roof work, that's where you go first. It is 970-663-0203, Advanced Roofing Technologies. All right. So I told you we got Carson Fagan on here in about 5, 6, 7 minutes, something like that. Todd Hernandez, the Reds coach, is going to jump on with us. Bottom of the hour at 11:45, we're going to try Walker Martin, the 3A player of the year. Was this a no-brainer? Might have been. This dude is just, you want to, smooth should be his name. So much fun to watch this kid play baseball, football, basketball, tiddlywinks, whatever he's doing. It's good stuff. Walker Martin, the 3A player of the year at 11:45-ish. We're going to dial him up. He's in Alabama playing baseball out there for his club team out there. So we'll find out if we're going to try to get through to him. If we can't, because it's touch and go with the timing. recording today. We'll get him on next week for you. So relax. We'll get Walker talk about his 55 runs batted in to lead, 9 home runs to lead the state, 9 round trippers and 55 RBIs. And remember, about halfway through the season, he had nothing in the home run category. He had 9 basically in the second half of the season. So a pretty cool year for Walker Martin. All right. As I said, we'll try to dribble in some All-State baseball selections. If we don't get all those to you today, we're going to talk a bunch next week about it. Probably try to get some more of our first teamers on, especially the seniors who are getting on to the next level, and talk to them about what they're doing. How about the Avs going tonight, game 5? Micah Kilpatrick, you are the greatest producer in the history of mankind. What about a prognostication tonight? Do the Avs put it away?
Or they do.
They do.
I said ever since, well, Tanner first was the one here who said 4-1.
The gentleman's sweep, right.
Yeah. I was one of several people who said 4-2. Changed my mind after game 2, and I still have my mind changed. I agree with Tanner.
It's like a woman changing her mind every 5 minutes.
You know what? Women call in.
That's right. 970-353-1310
to yell at Clark.
And that's a great segue, because we have Brad Paisley tickets right here in my hand. 2 Brad Paisley tickets for tonight at the Stampede. And by the way, the hidden gem tonight is Jody Messina at the Free Stage. Oh, my God. Go watch her perform. But kick it out with Brad first. One of the best guitarists in the world you'll go see. Brad Paisley out at the Stampede. Mike shaking his head. No. Nah, he's awesome, man. And then
maybe for a country artist.
Sneak over. Well, yeah, you said it. You just opened yourself up to that. I get that.
If you have a problem with what I said, call 970-353-1310.
Please have a problem with him. That would be great today. Call 970-353-1310 right now. First one to call 2 Brad Paisley tickets tonight, and you get to slink over and see Jody Messina at the Free Stage. So great night for country music fans out at the
aren't Avs fans.
That's right. Well,
because the Avs also play.
No, you can catch the Avs game and then jump out real quick and go to the the dealy tonight.
Because isn't it
Avs at 6?
Avs at 6, and then
so you're done by 8:30. There, you slink over, and the headliner doesn't usually get on the stage till 9:30 or 10.
You'll get a chance to see Paisley.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll get a little Paisley, and then you can go over, and they go all night at the Free Stage for Jody Messina. So all kinds of good stuff. 970-353-1310. That's the number to call if you want to win a pair of Brad Paisley tickets. All right, let's see. We're going to come back in a moment. Carson Fagan, Severance baseball player, first team All-Stater. This dude is going to UMary, a multi-sport athlete, plus he can drive a tractor. We're coming back in a moment here from the Allo Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
She put him out like the burning of a midnight cigarette.
All right, welcome back to the program. Allo Communications Studios, Clark and a coach. Brad Paisley's out at the Greeley Stampede tonight. Had a couple of people jump in, but I don't think anybody got the tickets yet. So 970-353-1310. Talk to Micah. 2 tickets to Brad Paisley. Then you jump over to the Free Stage, Jody Messina right there. Might be even better, just saying. Sometimes that Free Stage at the Stampede is crazy good. Let's get to the Ghoul Parts Hotline right now. And first team All-Stater, Severance stud, Carson Fagan jumps on the phone with us. Carson, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Clark. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Okay, on a tractor this morning, or out on farmland and stuff, how much easier is it to play baseball than to go out and farm?
About 10 times easier, yeah.
That's it. And 10 times, at least 10 times more fun,
yeah.
Too. So that's cool,
yeah.
Man. Congratulations on first team All-State. Just wrapping up a terrific career at Severance. And so many great things for you in your career. But first of all, man, congrats on a great year and being recognized as one of the best players in the state.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's definitely cool to see my name on a list with so many talented guys throughout the state. So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Boy, no doubt about it. Headed to you, Mary. We'll talk about that in a second. But talk to me about, man, you're a double threat. So I'm sitting here thinking as a college coach, God, what am I going to do with this guy? He can pitch. He can play shortstop. He can hit. What are you going to find out when you go to UMary? Are you going to pitch at all, or are you going to be a middle infielder?
Yeah, they gave me the option to two-way. So I might two-way, but my plan as of now is I'm just going to go up there and play middle infield and hit. Because I would rather just hit, because I think it's a lot more fun than pitching.
Sure.
So I'll keep the two-way option in my back pocket for sure. But right now I'm just looking to play middle infield. So
yeah, maybe they put that in their back pocket too, and they know that, hey, we got this guy who's a shortstop, a second baseman. He can rack. I mean, he can absolutely to rack the baseball. And if they need you on the hill, they can get you there. So that's cool stuff.
For sure.
When Carson, you look back on your, and Severance has been cool because you were you were one of the guys that laid the fabric there, laid the foundation, the first time seniors in the program. Everything at Severance is so new. Had to be cool to you to be able to set the stage there.
Yeah, it was definitely something special, and it was a blessing to be able to lay out what we established, the Severance baseball culture, and really like all the athletics cultures, to be what we wanted them to be for however many years it comes, and even the like school environment, just having a positive mindset throughout the hallways, getting your learning done, and just really being able to do what we wanted with the schools and just have the rest of the kids that come through there follow in our footsteps, it's definitely something special.
Boy, no doubt about it. Talking with Carson Fagan, graduated senior from Severance, headed to University of Mary in Bismarck, North Dakota. How many trips have you made to UMary?
We've made two. We went up there for my visit, and then we went up there for like our freshman orientation where we were like registering for classes and just like kind of meeting all the other kids in our classes. It was a pretty good deal. So
yeah, a group of guys. I mean, the coach came down and just used a net and scooped up a bunch of Northern Colorado studs. Logan Mosier, Bryce Leafgren went up there last year. So did Zach Cook. Cade Moriarty is going to join you, the stud from Brush. So that's very cool stuff there. You keep in any of those guys big buds of yours? You keep in touch with them, or what is it going to look like for you going forward?
Actually, yeah, Zach, Logan, and Bryce, those are three of my, like, best buddies.
Really?
We text every day, you know. Zach and Bryce are actually back in town, so we've been hanging out watching the Avs games a lot, and Logan's actually up in Canada playing in the summer league up there, so yeah.
I was talking to Logan's dad the other day. Yeah, he's killing it in Canada right now, so yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing good up there. And then Cade Moriarty, too. He's a good buddy of mine. We play summer ball together. And then Hunter Burchett, too, from Windsor.
Oh, yeah.
He's gonna be my roommate up there.
Sweet.
Were best buddies throughout elementary school, so it'll be a good deal.
Yeah, you're so far ahead. What a huge advantage knowing all those guys.
Right.
It's kind of Colorado they're just kind of running into Bismarck to take over. So good stuff there, no doubt about it. Talk to me about the rest of the summer for you. What does it look like? You're on a tractor right now, so that doesn't mean club baseball to me. Are you taking time off from baseball before you run out to UMary?
Well, right now, one of my buddies, actually, he played for Severance 2 baseball, Caden Panis. We're back in Nebraska farming with my dad and his uncle and cousin. So, yeah, we had the week off baseball. So we're like, yeah, we might as well come back and help out and make a little money. But, yeah, we are playing summer ball just with our 970 team, with our assistant coaches from Severance and then just guys from around the area, different high schools. So, yeah.
Fantastic, man. Hey, Carson, congratulations on a fantastic season, a wonderful career at Severance, dude. And do you mind if we keep your number? And cause we got all these guys up here. We could have a whole show of UMary guys. So we got everybody's number. We want to keep in contact with you at the next level. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely stay in touch, for sure.
Right on. Carson, congratulations on first-team All-State, dude. So deserved. A great season. Just check out the numbers, folks. 416 at the plate, 4 home runs, 22 RBIs, but check it out, 9-3 on the hill also, 2.43, 83 Ks in 66 innings. If I said Shohei Ohtani to you, are you good with that?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, double threat, man. You can do it all. Carson, thank you so much for jumping on with us, and we'll talk to you coming up soon, okay?
Yeah, appreciate it, Clark.
You bet. Carson Fagan, the terrific outgoing senior at Severance, on his way to UMary, and first-team All-Stater in baseball this year. So, okay, on the show state, we've still got Todd Hernandez, 3A Coach of the Year. We've still got the possibility of hooking up with Walker Martin, the 3A Player of the Year. All that's coming up here in a matter of moments. Thank you to AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. They're putting the care back into car care, folks, and they get it all. AMCO, remember about 8-9 years ago, they were a transmissions place. No, they do it all. Total car care, including maintenance. Just need to get your car in. Maybe you want to buy a car. Swing it by the guys at Fort Collins AMCO, Loveland AMCO. They'll check it out for you. Is that a good buy? They'll let you know right off the top if it's going to work for you. In Fort Collins, Lance Pickett is your guy. Been with Don out there for 30 years. 226-4477. In Loveland, Dave Martin, your guy, 667-3006. He's only been with Don for 28, 29 years now. So, man, talk about a staff that's been together forever. They're killing it. Number one store in Fort Collins. Now they're doing the same thing in Loveland, right across from the Sam's Club and Eisenhower. Fort Collins, AMCO, Loveland, AMCO, putting the care back into car care. Back in a moment, we'll continue here. Todd Hernandez, the Eaton Reds baseball coach. Last time we've had talked to Todd so many times this year. We'll talk to him one more time. Talk to him about these All-Staters and the season when we come back on Northern Colorado. Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? Sure is a nice night. How about a little?
All right, welcome back, Allied Communications Studios. Clark and the coach. No coach today. Well, I didn't even say that. Bruce has been so busy this month with team camps and camps going on with Beyond Sports. Camps.com. That's where you go if you want to teach your young kids. How about one of the best coaches in the history of the state, in the history of the game, being your mentor? Pretty cool stuff. Bruce is out today, but he'll be back again. Thank you to Miranda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. She's local here in Northern Colorado. You can get insurance anywhere, but I'm telling you what, it's about the experience with your agent. Are they going to be there when you need them? Miranda, absolutely going to do it for you. 17 years with State Farm here, and her brother, C. Love. Chris Love is going to be the new girls basketball coach out at Eaton High School, which has a connection, a segue to our next guest. But Miranda Simpson, give her a call. You want great insurance. She'll explain it to you. Put yourself, your folks, your family in the right coverage. 223-8700. 970-223-8700. It's Miranda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. Let's get to it right now. Gould Parts Hotline. He's probably tired of this, but it's almost the Todd Hernandez show. Let's get to it right now. Head coach from the two-time defending champion Eaton Reds, Todd Hernandez, jumps on. Todd, how are you?
I'm doing well, Clark. Thanks for having me.
You get the phone call from me, and it says, it's me. You're probably like, oh, God, I've got to go on this this show again. But an embarrassment of riches for you, Todd. We're going to try to hook up with Walker Martin here in a sec, but he's busy in Alabama playing some baseball. But 3A Player of the Year, boy, how many of those guys have worn Reds pinstripes over the years? It's crazy. But talk about Walker a little bit. He's got another whole year. Hard for me to sit here and say, oh, God, it's going to be a boring year for the senior. He's got to come back and be the starting quarterback in a football team. Maybe he plays basketball. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he waits and comes to the baseball team. But what a first 3 years in the run for Walker Martin. He's got one more to come.
Oh, man, Walker has just been phenomenal. I think probably the biggest thing about Walker is he's an incredibly hard worker. So he's got a lot of natural gifts, but he doesn't sit back and rest on those laurels. He comes to practice every single day to work. Before games, he's got such a set routine. doing all the little things, whether it's the little drills that we work on. And he's very intentional with everything that he does, whether it's hitting off a tee, doing our fundamental work with ground balls, all of those other kind of things. He's phenomenal. So I think he's obviously a tremendously talented individual, but he works really hard. We've got a great group of hard workers, and so between him and Ryder and Tate coming back as that core senior group, obviously the future looks good as well.
Yeah, he looks really good. Yeah, don't trip over yourself there. It's just silly who's coming back, and to think the three guys that I thought were up for player of the year for you guys, and I'm glad they all landed first team with Walker, Tate Smith, and Ryder Truall getting their unbelievable seasons for them. Jaden Stone gets a second team all selection in there. We get a mention with Garrett Gerritsen as an honorable mention as a sophomore too. So, sometimes you just look at these programs, Todd, and you guys you're flipping a switch every single year. But there's a lot of talent coming back next year, right?
Yeah, we feel very blessed with that. The kids do a tremendous job of just buying into everything that we're doing and working hard and then waiting their turn. We have a lot of guys that, play roles on our varsity group, and you
sure.
talked to several of them earlier this month, but a lot of guys that play roles and then just wait their turn and know that, hey, all right, we've got a couple guys that are really good ahead of us, and we're going to play our role, we're going to do our stuff, and then buy into the team concept. One individual who didn't get recognized as far as Chassa All-State, but was a Colorado Dugout Club All-State member, was Mitch Haythorne. And
sure,
there's a guy that
sure.
just goes out and gets his lights out all year and, didn't get a chance to throw over the final weekend of the season just because of the circumstances. And, if we needed him in certain spots, he was ready to go. But another guy that just played his part and played his role and, is coming back. So, yeah, we're very fortunate and very blessed that we have a good group of kids. And, again, like we said, they've bought into that team-first philosophy, and they understand that individual accolades are kind of a result of that team success. And every single one of those guys I know are on board with what we're asking them to do.
Boy, no doubt about it. And, you could throw Dirk Duncan in there and Benny Richter. I mean, it goes on and on. Gunnar Duncan's a sophomore, and look at the year he had behind the dish for you guys. So crazy, crazy good stuff there, no doubt about it. For you, and we talked about this before when we had you on last time, that no club team, no summer team for Eaton, everybody jumping out and doing showcase stuff. So you get to take a little break here. How weird is it going to be for you when it comes time for basketball next year and you're not on the floor?
It'll probably be a little bit different. But right now, to be honest with you, I'm kind of enjoying the summer.
Nice.
With my family. And right now I'm actually out in Kansas.
Sweet.
My wife said, hey, what do you think about going out to see my folks for a few days? And, before we'd have to worry about, team camps
sure.
or basketball or games with baseball. We're like, hey, let's just go. So we kind of loaded everything up at the last minute and just drove out here. So I'd be able to be out in Northwest Kansas right now and spending some time out with my in-laws, who are just absolutely fabulous. And so that was nice. Last weekend, I drove up to Cody, Wyoming with my son, Grant. He had a regional shooting competition up there. He's a shotgun shooter.
Oh, terrific.
And, so I'll get a fly out to Michigan with him for the USA Nationals later this July. So a lot of time to get to do that, those family things. So I'm really excited about that.
All right. So you're an outdoorsman, right?
I am not.
I'm wondering how Grant got into the mix. How did he get the shotgun in his hands? Yeah. And I didn't grow up near any of that stuff. So I'm always really inquisitive about guys who are, into getting outdoors. But how did your son get there? I mean, that's interesting stuff.
Yeah, my nephew was a shooter, and he had come out to Colorado to do a shoot, and he shot for Fort Hays State, and actually they won some national titles with the Fort Hays State shooting team, and Grant got a chance to see him shoot. I was like, hey, I kind of like that, and so we dove right in, and he's been fortunate to get some good coaching, and I can't mess him up at all because I don't know what in the world he's doing, but
right.
I can go out to the range with him and pull, and push the button on the targets with his. He does some international skeet shooting, which is what they do in the Olympics, and it's really an interesting deal. And so it's been a lot of fun to kind of learn and grow. And like I said, he he's way better shot than I'll ever be. So, but it's fun to watch.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Before I let you go, Todd, the one thing that overwhelms me about this group is talking to Walker and to Tate and to Ryder and the guys that are wearing the stripes right now, and they look and they say, Walker brought this up. He goes, I used to look at Matt Burkhart and Ryan Kaler and the guy, you know, the guys that used to play in Reds pinstripes growing up. They wanted to be a Red. I think that has everything to do with the success of the program, is that you've got the 7, 8, 9-year-olds looking at these guys because they're great role models, they're great mentors, they're doing it the right way. They want to be Reds one day. You guys are doing it the right way.
Oh, thank you. You know, that's something we try to impress upon the kids, and that's something that, you know, growing up in the program, I was brought up with. You know, you look at Mike Anderson, who was just hired as the new coach at UNC.
You bet.
He was my hero. He was my T-ball coach when I was playing, and you know, he came in and actually talked to the boys before the state tournament, and yeah, I had other players, you know, Scott Souther, who I coached when he was, you know, 13, 14 years old, that came back and was around practice right before the state tournament. You know, Dirk Duncan's uncle is Todd Stankus, who played here for a lot of years.
Sure.
And you've got all those things, and the younger group actually came out and shagged foul balls and ran the concession stand for our regional tournament. And, you know, it's just awesome to see those young kids. And we tell that to our older guys all the time, that, you know, these young kids, they want to be you, just like you wanted to be, you know, Joe Mondragon or Matt Burkhart or those guys. You wanted to be those guys. And so, you know, it's you play for the kids who are coming after you and for all the guys that were here before you. And that's part of the specialness, I guess, of Eaton baseball.
Yeah, no doubt. You brought up Mike Anderson. I talked about him in the first segment today. Great hire by UNC. One of the best teachers in the game of baseball in Colorado, right?
Oh, exactly. You know, Mike is phenomenal. He, you know, he's worked actually in the offseason and during the season with a lot of our hitters and a lot of hitters in Weld County.
Sure.
You know, that go and see him, and just a tremendous individual. I remember going to watch him play at UNC, and then when he went to, you know, the Angels organization, and great guy, but never has lost that hometown roots there in Eaton, and very humble. And I look forward to going back out to Jackson Field and watching UNC play, and I know he'll do great things.
Yeah, no doubt. Todd, congrats on the 3A Coach of the Year, and just on a great season. And go take some time off, man. Take a little break from sports and enjoy it, and we'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Great. Thanks for having me, Clark. Appreciate
you bet.
It.
You bet. Todd Hernandez, the head baseball coach, 2-time defending champion, Eaton Reds, 13 titles. That's all, 13 in the history of the school out there. And Todd's got 2 in his belt right now as he goes to relax a little bit. That's your Coach of the Year in the 3A class, Todd Hernandez. Thank you on the program to Park Place Interiors, folks. That's right. Looking for carpets, looking for flooring, cabinets. Oh, God, you want to do your inside? Go talk to Kathy Foose down at Park Place Interiors, 8th Avenue downtown in Greeley, on Main Street, kind of the west end of town in Windsor. They're going to simply knock it out of the park for you. If you're looking for value, too, in your interiors, go there. Check out their website, parkplaceinteriorsco.com. Go to the clearance section. You can figure out a lot of great things. And ask them when you're in the store, ask them about the remnants sale going on. Knocking it out of the park it is. My good friends from Park Place Interiors here in Greeley and Windsor. All right, coming back in a moment, we're going to throw it out there, try to effort to get the 3A Player of the Year, Walker Martin, on. He's playing baseball right now in Alabama. It'd never stop. So trying to get him between at-bats, maybe. We'll talk to Walker Martin, the 3A Baseball Player of the Year here in Colorado, when we come back here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back, Allen Communications Studios. Clark and the coach, no coach today. He's out teaching the young kids the game of basketball, which he does so well. I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for jumping back in with us. This is we were going to effort to get Walker on, and man, we did it. So this is my favorite, one of my favorite guys to talk to. 3A Player of the Year, Walker Martin, Eaton Red Stud, and on his way. He's got another year, so relax. Got another year. He's on his way to Arkansas, of course. Walker jumps up. Walk, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Okay, Alabama right now, right?
Yep, yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
So club team, is that what we're doing out there? We're playing more baseball?
Yep, we're playing more ball with the club team now. So it's transferring from high school right into travel ball. So yeah. it's constant. So,
dude, you don't stop, right?
Right, nonstop.
And Walker, that's what it takes, right? I mean, you're going on to SEC baseball. If anybody saw over the weekend how close the Hogs were to getting to the finals,
right.
Dropped it to Mississippi. I think at the final it was 2-0 in that one. They just got out pitched a little bit. But I'm sitting out there watching the game against Mississippi, just thinking, man, there's Walker Martin. He's going to be out there with these guys. That's pretty cool stuff. I'm sure you got to take a look at it.
Right, yeah, it's pretty exciting stuff for sure. I mean, anytime you get to go to Omaha and see that, and it's pretty special. Just to be able to go to the school and have that chance to do it over again is just really cool to me, and can't wait for the future. It's really exciting.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's not like they are not ever in the picture. They're always in the picture, but
right.
Look at them right there knocking on the door. You know, you're 2 years away from jumping up and being part of that big gang in Fayetteville, so a pretty cool
right.
stuff, no doubt about it. Talk to me,
right.
Walker, about your year, man. It was an unbelievable season for you guys. Again, you know, back-to-back championships. You can go for another one. It's hard for me to believe you got another year. Do you ever go, wow, do you ever wish... And this is just an odd question. Do you ever wish, I wish this was my senior year. I wish I was jumping out to Arkansas now. I've done what I can do. We've won titles. I'm player of the year. Or are you kind of looking forward to this last senior year?
No, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I've always wanted to do more than I did the past years. I mean, going into it, I'm looking to do the same result, win another state championship. I know it's going to be tough, but, I mean, I know we're going to have some guys back, and I know our guys are going to be tough again. So I'm really excited about that going into the senior year. I mean, just setting more goals. I mean, doing something that Eden hasn't done in a while. Just,
sure.
just winning back to back in football, and then potentially back to back in baseball as well. So that's just something I have set goal for. I mean, I just want to carry that on and just finish off that way. So.
Yeah,
not done yet, so I'm just really excited to get going with the senior year, for sure.
Yeah, we're talking about three-peats in both sports, dude, so
right.
Six rings would be not a bad thing at all. So,
right, that'd be cool.
I bet you could do anything in the world. If they gave you a square ball and said you got to knock it through these two posts or something, you could go do it. You're that kind of athlete. So baseball, basketball, football, have you ever been in anything else other than those three sports?
I did a little soccer when I was younger.
Did you?
I gave that up pretty quick after had a little fight with the kid when I was younger. So, I mean, he got over that. So, I mean, so after that, I was like, they put me in football right away. So, I'm glad they did that. But I did play soccer, and then that's really about it. But just mainly four sports when I was growing up, but back down to three. So
you bet. We all know you're headed to Arkansas to play baseball. You're a baseball guy, but you're also the starting quarterback on the football team. At what point this summer are you going to branch from baseball and say, I need to start doing some stuff for football season coming up? Are there 7-on-7 camps? And are you getting pulled both ways, I mean, from baseball and football? I mean, how does that work for you in the summer?
Really? During this time, I'm really focused on baseball, helping out with my club team, really focused there. And I know Coach Lemon, he understands it. He supports me through it. And I couldn't ask for a better coach for that. So he's really supportive about that. But when it's time, like when I'm home around, and I got some free time and we have practice or something, I'll go out and just make sure, keep my arm good and just getting routes done with receivers and just refreshing the memory before you head into the season. Really, in the summers, it's really full-time baseball. But if I have some spare time, I usually head over to football if I can. So,
all right, Colorado State 3A Player of the Year in baseball. Do you get hardware for that?
What's that?
Do you get hardware for the Player of the Year award?
I don't know. Honestly, yeah. I'm not sure about that. But
you don't care. You can stick it in your closet with the rest of the stuff. So yeah, it's all good stuff. Walker, man, you've been so accessible for us this year. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but we get to watch you again next year. So we're blessed for that. Thank you for thank you for being so good with us this year, and great success this summer. And we'll see you on the field again next year. And congrats, man. 3A State Player of the Year. That's one you can put on the trophy case.
Right. Appreciate it. It means a lot. Thank you guys for having me on. And it's really special. Me. Thank you.
You bet. Walker Martin, our 3A State Player of the Year in baseball. Oh, all he did, folks, was hit .566, number one in the state in home runs with 9 RBIs, number one in the state, 55, number one in your hearts, number one in your dial, as Casey Kasem used to say on the American Top 40. It is Walker Martin knocking it out of the park on his way to Fayetteville, but he's got another year. You got to go. It, terrible year for him, too. I mean, if you were a senior, oh, my God, I've got to go be the starting quarterback. All the girls are running after me. I got maybe I play basketball. Maybe I don't. Maybe I'm leading scorer in the basketball team. Maybe I don't play. Maybe I just get ready. And I think I understand that, too, as you get you creep closer to what your career is going to be at the next level. That's a baseball player. My guess is maybe it's just all about baseball once football ends for him. But we will find out. Walker Martin, one more year at Eaton. He could have 6 rings, but you know what? How many kids can we say that about at Eaton that have 4, 5, 6, 7 rings, whatever it is? It's crazy what's going on in Eaton with the championships out there. So we thank them for all that they do and for Walker Martin jumping on here on the program. Thank you to Quality Well and Pump, great sponsor on the program, folks. Great Zomatic irrigation dealer out there in Ault, in LaSalle as well. So they got you bookended on Highway 85. Give Christy Skip and the gang a call today, 353-3118, and they'll knock it out. Anything that has to do with water, folks. So water well drilling all the time. You got a patch of land out there. You need a well dug. Boom. The Big Red Q is the place to go. Quality Well and Pump. Also, they'll service anything. Any of your ag products that need servicing, take them in. Any make, any model, they'll take care of it for you. Quality Well and Pump, knocking it out of the park at 353-3118. All right, we've got about 5 minutes. Let's get to, as quick as we can, at least the first and second teams in the All-State Baseball bracket here. 1A second team from Dayspring Christian Academy, Tyler Sugden, the senior, had a fantastic career. And congrats to Tyler. 2A first-teamers, both from the Highland Huskies. Sammy Nisdell, the senior up on the hill, had a great year. Jordan Walkup, the shortstop for the Huskies. Both first-team All-States at the 2A level. We congratulate them as well. 3A player of the year, of course, we just talked to him, Walker Martin from the Eaton Reds. And we also talked to Todd Hernandez, the 3A coach of the year on the program here. How about this? So the Reds had the three that I figured would be in the mix, at least talked about for players of the year. Walker Martin, Tate Smith, Ryder True, all first-teamers. Walker just got done going on and on about him. Tate Smith, who had such a great year in both categories. Tate was huge at the plate and was just next to unbeatable, man. When he is on and he's dialed in, forget it. You can't hit him. And he's coming back. Ryder True, who for the first half of the season, if you folks remember, was the state leader in RBIs. So a great season for Ryder True, one of the best hitters in the state as well. Even, and I know that, you know, Tanner's up at Chadron, his brother, playing football. You figure Ryder's going to be a football player, but it's creeping into his mind right now. Maybe I could play baseball at the next level. Yeah, maybe you could. One of the best players in the state, Ryder True, as well. University gets 2 first-timers, Greg Garza, River Jackson, top of the lineup. There they are. The middle infield for the Bulldogs. We talked about them all year long. How great, how talented this group is. Greg Garza, River Jackson, first-teamers, congratulations to you guys. Second team, 3A, Luke Ruby, the Resurrection Christian stud. Boy, remember the run that Luke Ruby had this year towards the end of the season where he was just unbeatable on the hill? Terrific season for Luke Ruby, the Resurrection Christian senior. Jaden Stone, Eaton Reds senior too, the dude that can cover half a mile in center field and one of the best two-hole hitters in the state, the senior second team All-State, Jaden Stone for the Reds. We talked to you about honorable mentions too. Locally here, Garrett Garrettson, the sophomore from Eaton, he gets a bid in there. And Cannon Padilla from University, the multi-sport athlete out at UH, also an honorable mention all-teamer, I should say. 4A, it went like this. Dylan Carey, Ponderosa, was the player of the year. Coach of the year, Bob Maloney, his coach at Ponderosa. We talked to Carson Fagan, really the only local first-team all-stater at the 4A level from Severance High School. Talked to Carson in the first segment today. That was fun. Honorable mention to his teammate, Cameron Christensen of Severance, an outfielder and pitcher who is a senior. Braden Fajardo from Fort Morgan, honorable mention. These are all AHs. Nolan Hertzke from Severance, great year. He'll be back again for his senior year coming up. Jake Lilley from Windsor, the senior there. Jacob Mraz from Mountain View, as honorable mention, the sophomore. Frank Ortega from Fort Morgan as well, a senior. How about Seppi Salvatore, the catcher for the Roosevelt Rough Riders? Honorable mention as well. Brock Saya, multi-sport athlete. What a career for Brock Saya at Roosevelt. Riley Suarez from Thompson Valley. Great season offensively for him. Riley Warmbrod, the terrific pitcher from Windsor. All honorable mention at the 4A class. 5A looks like this. Will Vassar from Rocky Mountain, the only first or second team. He's a second teamer, All-State out of Rocky Mountain High School. Will Vassar, congratulations to him. Tyler Kubat, honorable mention. That's the Fossil Ridge junior who's going to come back and start at quarterback. He should have a huge quarterback year, especially after talking to Jeff Fulton, their head coach, with the receiving core that they've got at Fossil Ridge. We'll look for Tyler Kubat to be one of the best quarterbacks in the state next year. Sam Pease from Fossil Ridge, a junior also. Xander Reese from Fossil Ridge, a senior, honorable mention. And Sean Toger, the terrific athlete from the Fort Collins Lampkins, a sophomore. Sean Toger's got two more years coming back. Catcher and a pitcher for the Lampkins baseball team. That is it for us today on a Friday here from the Allo Communication Studios. It's been fun jumping in with you guys, so we appreciate you guys all along. Next week, sounds like Bruce is going to be back, so it will be actually Clark and the Coach next week. Like that. Thank you to Carson Fagan, first-team All-Stater from Severance, headed to UMary to play baseball. Todd Hernandez, the two-time now defending champion Reds and head coach of the year, and Walker Martin, 3A player of the year. Got one more year before he goes to Arkansas. It is the whole show coming up next from the Allo Communication Studios right here, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.